وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of talks and programs for humanity. I am Hamza Azizi talking with you from IRIB English Radio, and we have promised to talk about the general international instructions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in His holy book in chapter Isra. The reason why we mentioned that these instructions are international, we mean that these instructions are highly connected with the humanity of human being, no matter what religion they have, no matter what school of thought they believe in. So we are talking about humanity as such. As the fourth instruction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. This is a very interesting verse. As you know, one of the customs among Arabs was that they were killing their kids. One of the reasons why they used to kill their kids was poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not kill your kids because you fear the poverty. Why I say do not do that? Because نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ, we will give them their sustenance, and also we will give you your sustenance. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. We understand from this verse that there were some people that they were not needy, they were not poor, but they feared, they were afraid that if they have some children, they would have problem in managing their needs in the life. So they were, it was a kind of fear, not a real poverty. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. إِمْلَاق, it's unknown in this verse, that some poverty. It seems that even they were not certain that they would be a poverty. They think that they might be. We are afraid that they will be a kind of poverty. So it's a kind of illusion. It's a kind of supposed, assumed poverty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, no, we guarantee your sustenance and their sustenance. So this is one category of the people that think that even nowadays in our modern societies we are having such problem. Yes, in our days, no one kills very obviously his kid, but let's think of abortion. Many people, they commit abortion, and their reason when they are asked, they say, okay, we are wife and husband, but our wage, our income is very low, so we cannot manage to spend for a kid's expenses. There are many expenses we cannot afford. This is exactly the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worried about in this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you fear the poverty. You think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to give the two people sustenance, but if these two people are added with one another more person, which is a kid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving the sustenance anymore. This is exactly wrong. The God that is able to give the sustenance of two people, He's also able to give the sustenance of three, four, five people. Stay with me to talk with this about this issue a little more after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to the series of talks from IRIB English Radio. I'm Hamza Azizi talking with you about the series of programs for humanity, talking based on the chapter Isra, General International Instructions in the Holy Quran about humanity. We said that there are some people in modern age that they are killing their kids actually by abortion. And the only reason they have is that if we bring kids to this world, if our kids are born, we have no money to for their expenses. But they do not consider, they do not notice that the God that has managed to give the sustenance of these couple, He is also able to afford for a kid. This is something we name it spiritual speculation. We human beings, even the Muslims, even the believers, normally focus on the material speculations, only the things that we see, the things that we touch, but we normally do not think about spiritual speculations. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person wants to get married and he thinks that by this marriage he might face poverty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. If you are needy, don't worry. Get married, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will double your sustenance. And it is experienced by many people. And interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another chapter, in another occasion, repeats the same content with a little tiny difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. There are some people who do not fear poverty, rather they are dealing with poverty. They are already needy. They are already poor. And because they are poor, they are afraid that if they bring children, their income would be divided. So they would not be able to continue their life. Not that they do not have the money for their children. No, they will not have money for themselves as well, because they are poor already. Then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not worry. If you are poor, do not kill your kids, because we give your sustenance along with their sustenance. So the pronouns are reversed and exchanged. By the way, this case also can include to the case of modern age, which is abortion. Many people, they are committing abortion because of the poverty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in this verse that this is not a good pretext. Thank you very much. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي. فيه.